Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. This week, we've been looking at a subject, growing into maturity, which is God's plan for His people, according to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, those verses 12 through 13, until we come into the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That was the purpose of fivefold ministry, that God's people can come unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We need to be like Jesus. How do we be like Jesus? By possessing all the fruit of the Spirit that is listed in Galatians 5:22: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, goodness. Against such, there's no law. Why? Because Jesus was perfect, and He was perfect in all of those attributes. And so if we will walk make a determined effort through the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, we also can experience victory more and more as we grow into maturity. So how do we get to be mature? Well, like a natural child, as they grow and are in a place where they can understand and physically able, they're given responsibilities, small tasks, putting water down for the pet or something like that. There are ways that, and God does the same thing with us. He makes us grow by giving us responsibility in various metrons, in relationships and personal talents and tasks and work. And they sometimes increase as we grow and mature and are responsible over the few things. Then He makes us ruler over more, depending on how we respond. And I had shared that parable that Jesus gave in Luke, the 19th chapter, which was a parable on responsibility and increase. If we are faithful over what He's given us and increase, then He will give even more to us. And so I've been sharing the last day or so about the various areas or metrons of accountability. There perhaps are many areas, but I'm sharing five with you. One is the physical bodies that we possess, our care of them, how we treat them. We should not in any way defile the temple of God or destroy it in any way willfully, not knowingly, because the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. We're responsible also, secondly, for the inner man of the heart, the thoughts we think, our attitudes, our conscience. God is looking at all of those things. And then our relationships. God places relationships in our life. They vary as we grow from childhood into our teen years, into maturity, and our years of being an elder. God, they will change at times. Some will remain constant through a lifetime. But God is looking at our relationships, how we treat them, how we respond, how we relate to them. And I won't take the time to read it, but actually in John, the 17th chapter, especially verses 6, 8, 9, and 11, he's basically making a report back to his Father in prayer that he has done the things that the Father asked him to do, about the relationship he had with his disciples and his stewardship of them. Let's move on now. The fourth area of metron of accountability is our talents, the gifts God has given to us. For those who've been listening all week, when I shared Luke, the 19th chapter, God gave to the first servant 10 talents. Now, this refers to the currency of the time. To the second one, He gave 5 talents. But God, now we're talking about our potential, and He gives us abilities. He gives us talents. He gives us the things that we're especially what, anointed to do because they're easy for us. And even in the natural realm, people become artists or musicians or scientists or accountants because of the various giftings that are just there, placed naturally by God. They're unique to each individual. And so the talents that God has given us refer to what we do with the good things that God has placed within us. Proverbs 20 and 5 speaks of a commitment to personal development in a godly enterprise. A plan in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out. And so we are responsible before the Lord the things God has given us, but also we should help one another discover and develop the plans, the visions that God has put in our hearts. There's a work together. That's God's plan for the family, for example. The family, a healthy, good family who love the Lord, they are working together, supporting one another, always being loyal to one another. And this is true in the natural world. You know, that's how God, even the animal world, in most cases, the parent is concerned for the not only the birth, but the growth and safety of the children, how they can reach maturity so they can fend on their own and go off and live their own life. So there's the area of talents. There's our physical bodies, our inner man, our conscience, thoughts, attitudes, our relationships, our talents, the abilities, the gifts God has placed within us. And then also, finally, this is not exclusive, but I'm just going to share five, and that is the things that we have, our possessions, not only the material things we possess, but also our finances. And this is a major part of our training. God puts a lot of emphasis on finances in His Word. And that's a whole subject in itself, but we are responsible to the Lord of how we handle our finances. Do we just use it totally to benefit ourselves? Are we concerned about the needs of others? This is something we need to ask ourselves. Are we walking in obedience to the Lord? And all of these areas, the five areas we've looked at, they're under the guidelines of God's Word, which we must bring back to God with an increase, that we receive it, we understand it, and we obey it. And you might say, well, I don't have anything under my care. Well, that's not true. You've got your inner person, you've got your physical body, and you've got your circumstances. If we never had anything under our care, we'd never grow up. For example, I just want to share some of the things. For years, decades, this ministry has been very committed to missions, that we give more than a tithe of the income to the various areas that God places on my heart. And one of the ones that we support, and I have for years, and is the Boise Rescue Mission. This is a ministry, this is what I call the missions on the home front, if you will, and then there's missions that we support internationally and local ministries, Native American ministries. And I just want to share that, like the Boise Rescue Mission, he's a wonderful spirit-filled brother, and he deals with the homeless or those that have some unfortunate personal situation. And one of the things he does, and it's a beauty because I get their magazine every month, is he follows this pattern that growth and maturity is directly related to responsibility. And so while they're taken in, no one's ever turned away, their immediate needs for food and shelter are met. And then there's training available. There's the ability to go to school. And so many of them, they highlight the various ones that have been through training and through job tutoring, if you will, and they're able to finally go out and be self-supporting and have their own place, their own apartment, or wherever they're living. And it's a beautiful thing because it's a matter of assuming responsibility for yourself. And so growth and maturity is directly related to responsibility. And so many, we look at the youth today and so many just shake their head Well, there's an entitlement mentality to many of today's youth, much of American society. They just want to, you know, receive. Beloved, that is not, they're like, you know, spiritually, emotionally, someone that does that is on the level of an infant or toddler, where they just have things given to them, and that is displeasing to the Lord. We need to have personal responsibility to the level and to the measure that we have the ability to do so. And Jesus revealed three principles of growing into maturity as stewards when he revealed the dynamics of this process. We go from something small to something larger, to something natural, for example, to care of our physical bodies, to the spiritual, and then to managing someone else's things, to managing our own. And you might say, Sister Glass, where does it say that in the Word? Well, let me share with you a passage that Jesus spoke. This is found in Luke, the 16th chapter, verses 10 through 12. That's Luke 16, 10 through 12. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in that which is much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in this unrighteous mammon, in other words, the currency of the world, whatever that is, society you're in, who will commit to your trust the true riches? In other words, natural things like finances. If you can't manage those well, how can you be entrusted with the true spiritual riches? And if you've not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? So in summary, we come into maturity by stewardship. And if you are called to whatever, to ministry or to whatever calling in life you have, what are you doing to be a help and a blessing? Food for thought. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, we'll look how our maturity is developed through our relationship with God. I hope you can join me. We're heard every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayer support and your financial help that we can remain on this station. I love you, my partners, my radio family, and I pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.